Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettig along with Charlie Long. And we're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line from California. We got on with us Deuce McAllister, color analyst for All Saints games. You can hear him here on the Big 870 WWL. And our Odyssey Sports training camp coverage is brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. Deuce, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, no problem at all. Glad to be on with you guys.
Deuce, before we get into what you saw this past Sunday and what you're looking to see this past weekend, I got to ask you about one player in particular, and that's Velus Jones. And we've seen this, it's intermediate, man, he flashes it. Great speed, acceleration out into the open field. Sometimes I think he doesn't hit the hole right as a runner, and you can maybe understand that a little bit because he's really played a lot more receiver than he's ever played halfback before in his life. But you being a former running back, what you see from Velus Jones?
Well, Mike, even before we go to that, and I don't know how much you and Charlie have talked about it, but just the injuries and some of the news that we started to get today on some of the injuries, and you know, Trevor Penning will miss a couple weeks with that foot injury, and looks like Will Clapp is going to be out for the year with his foot injury, and Bud Means is going to be out a couple weeks with I think it's an ankle injury.
Yes.
And so those were kind of some of the major ones that were of concern for the Saints, and kind of got some of that information today. You hate it for guys. I know Will had, you know, he was happy to be back home. I saw him often during the offseason and excited about the opportunity. And, you know, how about this? If Eric McCoy is in those couple of plays, obviously Will is not in the game. Maybe the injury didn't happen, but, you know, we don't know, you know, how things kind of shake out. But I hate that for Will. And obviously Trevor moving inside to guard, he and Banks were working really well on that one side. I know did get the holding call, but you know, for the most part, he had done really well. You hate that he's not going to be able to get the actual reps over the next couple of weeks. But the Saints did dodge a big one, and man, you just hate it for Bud. He's Mike Haas brought it up. Same arena, dome that he had got hurt in last year. Same place. And so, man, that's just tough luck for a young man that you know. High hopes for him, and so hopefully it's something that he can overcome and be able to get back out there on the field and give the team some a bigger body receiver, and you know, we'll just kind of see. But going back to the question as far as what you were asking, and Velus, I tell you one thing about it, he you can see the burst. Yeah. You can see it immediately. And yeah, he's got some things to work on as far as the nuances of being a running back and understand when to hit it and when to bend it and, you know, just get my shoulder pads down. But for me right now, what I want to see from him, I want to get him the ball in space. I want to get him the ball in space and allow him to just say, hey, check here, and then you've got to end up here. And once you're there, if he's one-on-one with a guy, if it's a little guy, you run over him. It's a big guy, I'm going to give him one move, and I'm going to get up the field. And so I think that they may have found a little something with him. Like you said, he's still learning, but I want to get him in space and, you know, just be able to use his speed.
Yeah, no question about it. What you brought up about Will Clapp, Charlie and I had spoke about it, you know, in the first segment, and you feel bad for guys who get hurt, you know, and I, you know, the news we even with Jordan Love. Okay, he wants to play in a preseason game. He wants to get timing down with his receivers, and then bang, you hurt your thumb. It's not the throwing thumb, but it's still the other one, and hopefully he'll be ready, for game one against Detroit. But with Will going down, what surprised me was, I kind of thought that Torricelli Simpkins, his play would come mostly at guard, and then later in the game, Simpkins would move to the center spot. Okay, he plays center. Man, he was, okay, kid, after the second play, hey, get in there. You're the center. Deuce, I'll be honest with you. Okay, he's going to make mistakes, but I was impressed at how he handled it. He was very poised. You could see he knew what he was doing out on the field. And this is a guy who's played both center and guard at South Carolina. But, you know, you're in a regular season, or say as close to you getting to a regular season game as you can in a preseason game. And I don't think he was scheduled to play center first. I think it was more guard. And it was hey, kid, get in there. Get in there and play.
Yeah, it was going to be guard. It was going to be guard where he was going to go, and then it was going to be center. And, you know, the guy that probably, you know, like we said, we hate it for Will, but Lemieux, Shane, is the guy that probably, I don't want to say benefits the most, because now he slotted probably for more opportunity, which it probably would not have been that way if Will Clapp doesn't get hurt. You know, and so now Shane Lemieux, who obviously the scouts and the scouting department are familiar with, but you got to think, you know, who Jari knows who he is, but the new coaches, they don't really know. I mean, but now he's got a chance to come in and kind of show that he can play center and play guard. But man, the rookie coming into this situation, probably making the practice squad was probably, if you're being realistic, that was his, you know, where he was more than likely going to wind up. He's probably going to end up making his team.
Yeah, I would think so.
He's probably going to end up making his team. And so I thought probably the first series, or maybe even the first two series, the game is so fast and it's just moving and I've got to make the calls. Mike, how many times do you think he went with the ones in practice?
None.
Exactly.
None.
So now this is who's out here making the calls, and he's looking like, you know, I got Trevor to my right. I got, you know, I got Caesar to my right. I got Trevor to my left, and I'm looking, and, you know, this linebacker's moving around, and, man, it's a lot. And it's not, you know, the center's the one that's making the calls. He gives the line calls to the guys, and now the quarterback can bump it and change it. But he's got to identify the mic, and so I thought he did well. And, you know, hopefully the game slows down for him. And, you know, if he's thrown into the fire to be able to go out there and do it again, I can go out there with some confidence and do my job.
One thing about him, Deuce, he's a big body center. Okay, you don't see a lot of guys that size playing the center position, okay? And I know he did kind of dual work with the Gamecocks, and they had a lot of injuries along their offensive line. He had to, but you don't see a lot of 6'5", 320-pound centers in this league.
No, not at all. And I think, you know, the question becomes, okay, can you actually pull him now? You know, are you going to be pulling that center just because he is so big? And I think he, you know, he can have nimble feet. But the one thing, that if I'm a back, and now we can run a ton of duo, we can run a ton of, you know, I know that he is going to be able to cover up that nose if we ever get a zero technique in front of him. He can hold his own. It doesn't have to be position blocking for him. He's a guy that has enough girth and power to be able to move some guys.
One of the guys Bob brought up to me, he was like, Mike, tell me the story about Chris Rumpf. And so I went through the story with him, and I said, Bob, here's the crazy thing. I scouted his dad when he was a linebacker at South Carolina, but guess where he's at now? His dad's the defensive line coach at Clemson. And so he was like, come on, it can't be. I was like, no, I'm just telling you. His dad is the defensive line coach at Clemson today. But you see something in Rumpf. Man, his takeoff, his ability to get in the backfield, he tracks the ball really quickly, and he closes fast on the ball carrier. Your thoughts on watching him in practice and what you saw Sunday against the Chargers?
It was really cool. I got a chance after the game just to, you know, for him to interact with some of the individuals that work at the stadium. And they were like, you know, oh, I remember you. You were with us and now you left us. And he was like, no, I mean, it was business. You know, and he gets to be closer, I guess, to, you know, to home and to New Orleans, and, you know, just talked about coming back out in November. And, you know, but from a games perspective, you see the burst up the field, probably a little smaller than what we've had before as far as size, you know, from a defensive end standpoint. But I thought he did a really nice job, you know. And so you'll see those defensive end. We talk about the wide nine. You'll see them sometimes line up as wide as on the slot receiver out there like a defensive back. But then they'll start cheating in, and whether they're running a game or a loop or just trying to get upfield to make that tackle wide, I think that they do a really, really good job of that. And so for the ends that that we have now, whether you call them outside linebacker or defensive ends, whatever they may be, they've got to be versatile. And you've got to be able to cover the flat, be able to cover a back out of the backfield at times, and even, you know, drop to the middle of the field depending on what the coverage is. But, you know, at the end of the day, can't stop the run and get after the quarterback, probably can't play. He can do both of those.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Deuce, Mike and I talked a little bit about it in the first segment, that Kelvin Banks, you know, the former ninth overall pick from this past year's draft, makes his preseason debut. I know it's limited reps. He had 20 reps in the game, but still, it was a pretty strong debut, all things considered. And it's just kind of funny looking back on ahead of the draft. Mike and I talked a lot about this, that, you know, some of the analytics folks and the scouting people were saying that, oh, Kelvin Banks would be better suited at guard. They said the same thing about Will Campbell. These are two accomplished left tackles from big college programs like Texas and LSU. And Kelvin Banks looked the part of an NFL left tackle in his kind of limited debut action against the Chargers.
Yeah, the least amount that you're calling a name, the better that he's playing. So if I'm not calling his name for a mistake, that means he's playing pretty good. And so the competition will ramp up each week, you know, and I think that he has to expect that, and he has to expect that, hey, you know, I know that these are my strengths. This is what I have to work on, and this is what I have to get better at. And so I thought he played really well. Your assignment, like I said, will get a little tougher each week, and your job is to go out there and execute it. You know, like I said, the toughest part is he and Trevor won't be able to work together side by side just because Trevor is out the next couple of weeks. And I think that's probably why you saw them catch an extra series than, you know, Caesar had and even Fuaga had, just because, hey, the more communication, the more reps, the more that we can be one unit on the left side, the better the Saints team is going to be.
Deuce, with Trevor going down, would you expect Dylan Radins, who has seen work at that left guard position. I knew he played it with the Titans and doing work for the Titans network. He played a lot of left guard for them there. Would you expect that he may be kind of the next call to replace Trevor in the next couple games when that first unit's actually out there?
Yeah, I think so. But like I said, I don't know the staff well enough to actually, you know, say, or this is what they're thinking, this is what they like from a combination standpoint. You know, one guy that has been inside before, but this year he's played mostly tackle and he's been banged up, has been Landon Young. And so, you know, whether they slide him back in or keep him at tackle. And, you know, what's interesting is they've got some versatility right now, but as we know, as you get closer to that game, if Trevor is not able to play, I don't want that first week of practice to be the first time that he has the left guard next to him. And so you assume so, Mike, but we really will just have to wait and see over the next couple of days to try to get that answer or picture.
Deuce, entering preseason week one, something that Steve and I talked a lot about in the pregame show was the running back competition and who was going to really kind of take that RB2 role by the reins and make it theirs. And, you know, you talked to Steve as well in the postgame about Kendra Miller and the offensive line needs to create those holes for him to run through. But also during the broadcast, mentioning there were times where you got to kind of get your pad level a little bit lower if you're Kendra Miller. Just wanted to get your full evaluation of him because he really kind of did get those first team reps for the black and gold in that preseason opener.
Yeah, I thought he played okay. I mean, he can play better. You know, and really the biggest thing is, you know, they haven't tackled a ton. And I think that's where you tend to play high a little bit just because you're not getting hit in practice. And so same thing for blocking, offensive line, defensive line as well. You've got to get your shoulder pass down. You're too high. And that is really not only Saints, but probably a couple of other teams. And that's just because of how you practice. You know, you can't hit as much because you want to save guys and, you know, just some of the rules of the CBA, things that they don't allow you to do. But I thought that Kendra played well. You know, the biggest thing is, yes, you would love to see yards per carry up. You would love to see, a plus 10, plus 20 type yard carry. But at the end of the day, if you're doing your assignment, and then I know that you're picking up the blitz, then I'm pretty pleased. I'm pretty pleased with that opportunity. And the other thing that whether you're R2, R3, or even R4, running back 4 on this team, can you contribute on special teams? And I thought that he had a couple of opportunities on the return game where you had some pretty good returns. And so I would love for him to be able to say, okay, I'm going to be perfect. You know, when the grades come out, I don't want to be, if I had 100 plays, I don't want to be at 90 out of 100. I want to have 100, you know, and so you're trying to play the perfect game. It won't happen, but you've got to try to play the perfect game, not only on the field, but in your mind as well.
Deuce, final question for you. What are you expecting this week from both young quarterbacks and Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck? Again, I think it was a mixed bag. What I try to tell people a lot of times is offensive line play and wide receivers getting open, that touches the play of the quarterback. Okay? Guys got to get open downfield, and linemen got to block and give you some time to throw it. Tyler Shuck played better in this game than I thought he would play against the Chargers. I'm honest. I didn't expect that he would play as well as he did. I thought he did a nice job on the two-minute drill. And then Bob always talks about it. When you throw in that deep pass, how many times we see guys just rifle it down there, okay, and they miss. Just put some air under it and let the guy roll under it, and Tipton's got enough speed to do it. But what will you expect this weekend from both Spencer and also from Tyler Shuck?
I want them to go out and play the game. I don't want them to be playing not to make a mistake. I think at times that's what the case has been. They're playing not to make a mistake. I understand that you're in a race. I understand that you're vying for the starting job. And so, I want to see you kind of let go a little bit and go and play. Just go play the game. And you know, mistakes are going to happen. You can't go out there and say, oh, I don't like that throw because it looks like he covered it, so I'm going to just check it down, or I'm going to throw it underneath, or I'm going to hold it a tad bit longer than you should. Hey, if I see it, I'm sure of the read. Let the ball go. Let it go and just trust what I see. Trust my preparation. And so the biggest thing for me, though, is go play. just go play. You got to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. Just go and play, and hopefully you can learn from some of the mistakes that you've made as well. And, you know, from the quarterback throwing a deep ball, I don't need to know that you can throw it 80 yards. If it's incomplete, then you just threw it 80 yards. You know, throw the ball where a guy can have a chance to catch it. It doesn't matter if I'm throwing a back shoulder fade and my receiver never has a chance to catch it. It doesn't matter if I'm throwing a 40-yard go route and my receiver never has a chance to catch it. Give my receiver a chance to catch it. And so, you know, that's what I want to go out and, you know, just hopefully those guys play with a lot of confidence and in the plan and what they're doing, you know, and I like to see them stretch the field a little bit more, not just on some double move type plays, but, you know, I want to see some posts. I want to see some digs. I want to see some 15-yard, you know, outs or some throws like that. That's what I want to see.
Deuce, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate time and insights, and stay cool in California. And Abear's en route, so I'm just wanting to warn you.
when he gets in, I'll be asleep.
I got you. Thank you, Deuce. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
All righty. Odyssey Sports Training Camp coverage is brought to you by GEICO. Switch and save. Get more with GEICO.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.